Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, sheep may not be able to graze safely if a ban on electric dog collars is introduced. That's according to one of my next guests. These collars have been outlawed in several European countries on the grounds of animal welfare. And now the Department of Agriculture here is accepting submissions from the public on a proposed ban until the end of this week. And this follows another dog attack in Kerry, which we heard about earlier in the week. 13 sheep were killed in that incident. And to debate whether electric shock collars might provide an answer, I'm joined in the studio by Fine Gael Senator Regina Doherty and Independent Senator Ronan Mullen. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being here. These devices, Ronan Mullen, how do they work?
Well, first of all, Claire, I want to say I addressed this matter with the Minister for Agriculture this morning in the Shannon, and he has agreed to extend the consultation period by a number of weeks, which is very welcome.
Okay, so you got that much, right?
Yes, because it's important that we have an evidence-based approach and that the department hear and publicly hear from scientists and experts about the welfare issues and about the efficacy issues. Secondly, I'll be hosting an online discussion of this myself next week. If people want details of that, they can follow me on Twitter or X at Ronan Mullen, and we'll announce details of that consultation. I've no vested interest. We're farming people ourselves. We're dog owners and dog lovers, and I enjoy the pleasures of the company of a dog who's cowardly and doesn't need an e-collar, because at the first sign of livestock he would retreat behind me. But the reality is that as we begin the lambing season, you will be seeing lots of reports about the savaging of sheep, and it isn't just the savaging of sheep. It could be the friendly Labrador that's let off a lead, who thinks it's all fun to chase an animal, and you have horrible stories. It doesn't do people good when they come across their sheep savaged and killed. You can have sheep being terrified. Heard of one story of sheep being chased to a rock in a coastal area and then in their terror jumping to their deaths. And that leads to trauma and financial loss for farmers. It also, of course, leads to dogs getting shot in the end. So the question is, what's the best way to train dogs to stay away from livestock? The balance of the scientific evidence seems to show that the proper use of an e-collar, which is where a person trains a dog with not a shock, which is what the minister wants to call it, but a very mild aversive stimulus. You're talking about
a shock.
No, because you're talking about a pulse. You're talking about something that's 5 millijoules. You're talking about something that's equivalent to the tens that's used in pain management. You're talking about something that's equivalent to a bicycle lamp. Or so the experts say. I'm not an expert, but it seems from what my reading on this that the weight of the science says that we are not talking about. What you're actually talking about is the same aversive stimulus that you have in your perimeter fence that you use to keep an animal from straying off the land. You're talking about 5 millijoules. Now, if there are devices on sale that go beyond that, they should not be on sale. I'm saying regulate, don't ban.
What I'm confused about, though, is how it actually works. Do I have to know that my dog is close to sheep and deliver, using, an app on my phone, a shock to that dog? Is that how
no.
it works?
A trainer will use it for the training of a dog to keep them away from livestock.
So they have a learned response then?
They have a learned response, so they don't even have to have the collar on them. And they say that it works for about a year, so there might need to be some return from training. I was talking last night to a man who has set up a charity who is training up dogs for anti-poaching in Africa for the protection of rhino in Namibia. He is making the point that when it comes to protecting animals, you have to look at the balance of risk. In that case out there, it's about keeping dogs away from snakes. Now, he uses a kind of a prong. He says, properly done, a mild deterrent is in the best interest of the animal, because they are not going to be endangering themselves. In the case of worrying sheep, they'll end up being shot and put down by vets.
Okay.
You talk to vets who are dealing with this issue on a day-to-day basis. They say, use properly, this is the better thing.
So, Regina, what do you think is the solution? You're not in favour of the electric collar. Like, are you saying we'll train them with biscuits and treats to keep them away from the sheep?
So,
or
first
what
of all,
do you say?
Can I just go back to the public consultation, which is being consulted by the Advisory Council on Companion Animal Welfare, to inform the minister. What they're actually asking is to ban e-collars, which are singular collars that goes around a puppy or a dog's neck that have metal protrusions in them that then administer an electric shock from 500 volts up to 7,000 volts for 11 seconds. And the reason we do that, or people do that, is to train a dog in particular behaviour. And we all know that, you know, training dogs does take time, and dog owners, whether they're rural dogs, Dublin dogs, farming dogs, you know, they do take time and investment, and it is difficult. And so they absolutely need to be supported by people like Dogs Trust or other charities, as Ronald has said. But the administering of a cruel method of teaching a dog a particular behaviour has to be recognised in this day and age, is that there are alternatives. And just to be absolutely clear, what we're talking about asking people's opinion on banning, and this is very important, that this isn't a done deal, and that's why we're having a consultation, is to ask people's opinion, is not to be confused with containment systems, which absolutely have a place.
Electric fences.
In rural Ireland. And the big difference, and Ronan
has just...
It's a lot
milder than an electric fence.
Ronan has just made the assumption that it's the same. It's not. So an electric dog collar administers a local response, a shock to a dog that he can't run away from, she can't run away from, for 11 seconds, as opposed to an entire body that would get the shock if the dog or the sheep or the cow hits a fence and can remove itself from that shock. So they're entirely different. The rural piece with the protection of our sheep, particularly this time of the year, and when you read the story of the gentleman in Kerry on Monday, it is heartbreaking.
Awful.
One of his sheep was pregnant with three lambs that would have come in the next... Like, it's awful, and we definitely do need to make people more responsible and support dog owners. But you don't need to be cruel to a puppy to teach a puppy.
But in looking
behaviour.
At this problem, Regina, have you been made aware that this electric shock treatment works when it comes to protecting sheep?
I dispute the word shock there now.
It doesn't. Well, first of all, it absolutely is a shock. Well,
I think that's a propagandistic term.
Around, well, it's.
And I think we need to hear from the scientists on that.
They're called electric shock collars, aren't they?
Well, but you see, that's part of the campaign. But you see, I think what we need to do here...
People who are selling them, because I looked, they're calling them that. I saw it this morning.
That's what they do.
I don't think... I think what we should all agree on is we should not be afraid of letting the science on this be fully ventilated. If the scientific conclusion is this is cruel, then I'm in favour of stopping it. But I want to be clear. I'm not in favour of people using these things willy-nilly to keep Spot from going up on the sofa, right? I'm talking about the controlled and responsible use of these things. And you talk about voltage. I'm no physicist, Regina, but I understand that your science is completely wrong on this, because you could have thousands of volts in your body at the moment. It's the combination of voltage and current that makes the issue.
It's the concentration around the puppy or the dog's neck.
Well,
with
let's
metal
hear,
protrusions that give a shock for 11 minutes.
Let's
and to be honest with
let's
you,
hear from the scientists.
I
could quote you a long
volts
list.
Or 7,000 volts. There are other more humane, dignified methods to teach a dog, you know, the way you want the dog to behave. Mm-hmm. And you hit the nail on the head, Claire, when you said about dogs in rural Ireland, unless they're trained using these shock collars from very puppy stages, they're not protecting sheep. So what we need to get to the root of is making sure that all of us as dog owners, whether you live in Dublin or Donegal, is that you are responsible and that you recognise that people's livelihoods and animals are at risk.
In New Zealand,
Gillian
to protect...
from the DSPCA was asked about this, and I read this morning that she said you could actually have the opposite effect here, because when a dog is in attack mode, you deliver a shock. What did they do? They keep going.
But that's the point. That's not how they work. What you do is, at the point, you need not have the collar on the dog at all. If you have a proper trainer who knows how to use these effectively, administering what is a mild pulse, as I compared it with a bicycle lamp. But don't take it from me. Let's have the science on this fully ventilated. Sure. And if the science shows that this is cruel, I'll be against it. I'm an animal welfare person. But if you talk to the vets, and I've spoken to several vets...
You're a rural person, though, Will.
I am.
Ronan,
have you ever
put your hand on an electric fence?
Many times. And I can tell you, you were talking...
Imagine that for 11 seconds.
No, but you're not making...
Your neck.
No, you're not comparing like with like. An electric fence is about 15,000 millijoules. This is about 3,000 times less. You're talking about 5 millijoules. You're talking about something
the equivalent animal's body.
You're talking about something the equivalent of a bicycle lamp.
Yep.
So, but let's hear from the scientists. Don't take it from Regina or me.
First of all, can I actually welcome your intervention this morning, that we have an extension to the public consultation, because it'll give people an opportunity, first of all, to be aware of the consultation, which they may not have been, and for us to listen to the science, because my science is different to yours. When an animal touches, or even a human, and we've all done it when we've been canvassing, unfortunately, when a human touches a shock, first of all, it's horrendous. But second of all, it affects the entire body, and you have the ability to remove yourself from the shock. When a puppy has a collar around its neck, it's got metal protrusions that localise deliver 400 up to 7,000. We can argue about what it is, but it's cruel, and the dog can't get away from it. It has to sustain that shock for the 11 seconds until the remote control stops. And as you said, science has actually shown us, and proof has shown us, that the dog actually sometimes has the opposite behaviour to what people are trying to teach it. So as not bringing it back to heel to say, come back to my house and don't be bold, the dog bolts and eventually then could possibly be the, you know, the perpetrator of attacks on sheep.
No. Yeah,
but what I go back to is we all
sheep.
Have to be responsible
you
with our own dogs.
You know, the lovely Labrador, but then when the lovely Labrador is off the lead and sees the sheep, the personality of the dog changes. So
that's
is it going to react in the same way when it's going to attack sheep as it would when it's under the care of the trainer and it has the collar on?
Well, this is the point, and this is where we need to hear the evidence. Well, first of all, I think you have a better chance. Nobody is arguing, I think, that the dog biscuit is going to prevent that animal from operating. That they will sense those sheep long before their owner will, and they won't be thinking about how much the owner will be fined for letting their dog off the lead. So you are talking about the responsible training. But I think what Regina is making the case here is not for banning, it's for regulation. Let's make sure there is regulation to make sure, for example, that only the mild pulse collars are available on the market. There may be some on the market that shouldn't be on the market. Secondly, you can regulate as to who gets to use them and how they are used. My understanding is, and I believe there's a long list of science that actually backs this up, but don't take my word for it, let the department, instead of having a near secret consultation, which I've now got the minister to extend, and hopefully we'll advertise it properly this time, let's hear from the vets, let's hear from the scientists, let's hear from the farming organisations,
and let's hear from the animal welfare people also. That's what they did in Scotland. They had this Scottish Animal Welfare Commission, which reported in April of last year. It absolutely found, without any equivocation, that these things should not be sold. They said that reward-based training methods appear to be at least as effective, and environmental controls have the potential to significantly reduce livestock predation. There is no exemplar for e-collar use in training with sufficient evidence to illustrate how it would overcome the risk that the training may be ineffective and harmful to dogs.
Well, you know, let's see what the scientists say when we do our own consultation, because as far as I can see, the weight of evidence is to the contrary. Why does the New Zealand Department of Conservation require that e-collars be used in order to prevent dogs from attacking
kiwis?
First of
all, Regina,
why are there three
way?
Times more dog attacks in Wales where they were banned, and four times more dogs being shot,
Regina,
compared to comparable areas in the United Kingdom?
If the government is concerned about attacks on sheep, we could do more, couldn't we, to police dogs that are not chipped? We could do more when it comes to dog control and dog wardens. This is really what we should be looking at.
You are right. There's a whole load of stuff that we could be doing that's positive, right? And so it's not to point out that because that stuff isn't happening fast enough, this isn't a good idea to publicly consult on. And I genuinely have to say this to you, and Ronan has talked about sheep today, and it's topical because obviously the farmer in Kerry on Monday is very recent. This isn't just about sheep with dogs. The vast majority of dogs and dog owners are not in rural Kerry or Galway or, you know, they're in urban cities. And trainers are... The trainers that have contacted me in the last couple of weeks when I have been vocal about this are the ones that tell me they absolutely need these dog collars because of dangerous breeds of animals, and it's the only way to teach them. But they're not the people that's actually using them in the main. So it's normal families, normal people who get the dog's collars when the puppy is small to try and teach the dog good behaviour in the absence of support.
So you're making the case for regulating it away from those
people, and letting
just responsible trainers use them to prevent dogs from savaging sheep.
First of all, don't tell me what I'm doing and what I'm not doing.
I'm well able to say it for myself.
It's not Ronan.
What Ronan is asking you is, do you accept those trainers' logic that have contacted you, that they need them for the dangerous breeds?
I don't. What I actually think then is we should be supporting people who are breeding dangerous breeds to try and change the breed and change the environment that they live in and that they're trained in. So it's a multifaceted issue. The vast majority of people who are using dog collars that do give a cruel electric shock to dogs are not the people living in rural Ireland that are trying to stop their dogs from getting to sheep.
Do you accept that if the scientists were...
We need to support dog owners in all of the facets of owning dogs.
Regina, if the science was to show that it was not cruel, would you accept that you could regulate this so that the silly ditzy people who want to use them to keep Spot from going on the sofa can't have them, but the responsible trainer that knows how to use them properly can have them?
Have their views represented and heard. The Department of Agriculture consultation is open for another couple of weeks, as we heard this morning. Thank you both, Regina Doherty and Ronan Mullen. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.